The Three Higher Trainings. As mentioned before, the actual paths to liberation from samsara are the three higher trainings: higher moral discipline, higher concentration, and higher wisdom. They are called higher trainings because they are practiced with the motivation of renunciation. To attain liberation, we need to abandon self-grasping, the root of samsara, by attaining a special wisdom directly realizing emptiness, or selflessness. This attainment depends upon a special type of concentration known as tranquil abiding, which in turn depends upon pure moral discipline. Moral discipline helps to pacify our distractions, the main obstacle to attaining the concentration of tranquil abiding. Tranquil abiding makes our mind stable, lucid, and powerful. And wisdom realizing emptiness directly opposes self-grasping ignorance. Therefore, if we practice moral discipline, concentration, and wisdom with the motivation of renunciation, we shall definitely be able to destroy our self-grasping and attain liberation from samsara. Training in higher moral discipline. In general, moral discipline is a virtuous mental determination to abandon any fault, or a bodily or verbal action motivated by such a determination. We practice moral discipline whenever we put this determination into practice. If our practice of moral discipline is not motivated by renunciation, it will cause us to attain higher rebirth within samsara, such as rebirth as a human or a god. But if it is motivated by renunciation, it will lead us to the attainment of liberation from samsara. This is why moral discipline practiced with the motivation of renunciation is called higher moral discipline. Higher moral discipline is an actual path to liberation. The pure practices of the ordination vows, the bodhisattva vows, and the tantric vows are all included within training in higher moral discipline, and all are paths to liberation. Training in higher concentration. Pure concentration is a mind whose nature is to be single-pointedly placed on a virtuous object, and whose function is to prevent distraction. Concentration practiced with the motivation of renunciation is higher concentration, and is an actual path to liberation. Whenever we engage in meditation with the motivation of renunciation, we are training in higher concentration. There are many levels of concentration. To attain a direct realization of emptiness, the ultimate nature of reality, we need the concentration of tranquil abiding. Tranquil abiding is a concentration that possesses a special type of suppleness attained by progressing through 9 levels of concentration called the 9 mental abidings. When we have attained tranquil abiding, our mind is very stable, clear, and powerful, and so it is very easy for us to attain Dharma realizations. A detailed explanation of how to attain tranquil abiding can be found in the book Joyful Path of Good Fortune. Training in higher wisdom. In general, wisdom is a virtuous mind that functions mainly to dispel doubt and confusion by understanding its object thoroughly. Among the many different types of wisdom, the wisdom that realizes emptiness, the ultimate nature of phenomena, is supreme. Whenever we meditate on emptiness with the motivation of renunciation, we are training in higher wisdom. If we train in higher wisdom, eventually our mind will be released from all delusions, including self-grasping ignorance, and we shall attain liberation from samsara. Anyone who practices these three higher trainings is said to be maintaining Buddha Dharma by means of realization. There are two ways to maintain Buddha Dharma: by means of scripture and by means of realization. We maintain Buddha Dharma by means of scripture when we listen to, read, or study Dharma, and we maintain Buddha Dharma by means of realization when we actually put these instructions into practice and gain realizations.